We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled, Thankfulness, Guard Your Heart. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. As I urged you when I was leaving for Macedonia, stay on in Ephesus to instruct certain people not to spread false teachings, nor to occupy themselves with myths and interminable genealogies. Such things promote useless speculations rather than God's redemptive plan that operates by faith. I have just read from the New English Translation. When Jide got to campus, he started attending one of the fellowships reputed to be deep in the teaching of the Word. But after a few weeks, he noticed that even though his head was full of interesting and high-sounding ideas, his heart was empty and his spirit lean. The teachers in that fellowship were given to spooky doctrines, filled with speculations and logical inferences that did not align with the clear position of Scripture. Many of the members were excited because they believed they knew deep things. But because Jide had previously walked with the Lord and enjoyed the fellowship of the Holy Spirit and the attendant growth, in an atmosphere of sound doctrine, it did not take him long to discern that something was wrong with his new spiritual diet. He knew he had to leave that fellowship. When Apostle Paul wrote 1 Timothy, there were false doctrines circulating that sounded powerful and logical, but they lacked the ability to produce faith unto fruitfulness. Instead, they produced pride and spiritual weakness. False doctrines have been around since the first generation church. Unfortunately, many of them are spread by genuine believers who have zeal to teach, but who have not been properly taught themselves. If believers dwell in such doctrines for long, they will produce nothing but leanness in the soul and make them puffed up rather than built up. Sooner or later, when the storms and pressures of life come, such believers are reduced to their real small size and may be crushed because they were puffed up like bread or puff, not built up in Christ. A crushed believer is at risk of making a shipwreck of faith. We will talk more about this later. Go into today remembering that sound doctrine produces faith and love in the heart of the believer and builds him up. See 1 Timothy 1:5. False doctrines only give a knowledge that puffs up and produces pride. Be sensitive to the doctrines you allow into your heart, for out of it flow the issues of life. Prayer. Heavenly Father, give me today my daily bread, sound doctrine. Deliver me from the lure of false doctrines. In Jesus' name, amen. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to Him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 2 Chronicles 21-24. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible. You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.